remember the first book you were able to read on your own as a kid? It's quite an important phase, isn't it? When you're trying to learn how to read, and then there's this one book that you love, and it gave you the confidence to take those steps to read a book on your own. It's a special kind of book, and to get some advice on how we can help kids in those early stages of reading, we're joined by Rowan Simpkin. She is a retired primary school teacher, avid reader, and volunteer at the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature. Thanks for joining us again, Rowan.
Oh, it's nice to be here. Thank you.
And so firstly, how do we do that? How do we help kids take those steps to learn to read on their own?
Well, importantly, reading to children to start with really helps, and books that children really like and respond to, that will encourage them to want to have a go with reading the book themselves. And so the books I've chosen for today are simple series of books, which if you read to your young ones the books, hopefully they'll be so engrossed and captivated by the illustrations and the language of the book that they'll want to read it for themselves.
Okay, so what's the first book you've chosen for us, Rowan?
The first book is called Ruby Red Shoes, and Ruby Red Shoes is a little hare who is very much like a person in that she wears clothes, and she lives with her grandmother in a caravan, and they're beautiful illustrations. There's some simple little books about her day or her feelings and what she does during the week, but then there's some more complicated ones as well. So as children become more confident with their reading, they can follow these along. So that's a lovely little set of books, beautifully illustrated, about this hare and all the things that she does throughout her day, which are very similar to the types of things our young ones would do in their day as well.
So with the different books, does it increase in difficulty when it comes to reading?
Yes, or longer passages, longer sentences. But the illustrations give a lot of support for the type of activities that Ruby would be doing on that page. So sometimes young readers will tell a story just by looking at the pictures, and it may not be exactly the same as the words that are on the page, but it's giving them an idea of what the story is about and increasing their vocabulary, which is a really important part of learning to read.
And Rowan, when we're talking about kids learning to read, I mean, you know, there's different, every kid has got their own inner clock when it comes to learning to read, but roughly, what age range are these books applying to?
Probably kindergarten, year 5 years of age to 8 years of age.
Right, okay. Mm. And so that's Ruby Red Shoes?
Yes, by Kate Knapp, okay. Which is a K-N-A-P-P.
Okay, and what else do you have for us?
And I've got two lovely little series. They're the Billy B. Brown books and the Hey Jack books, which are both by Sally Rippon. And Billy B. Brown and Jack live next door to each other and are the best of friends. And each series of books, and there is a lot of them, talk about what children are doing in their day. So it talks about sport and birthday parties, the new teacher, having a test, all the types of things that young children, again, would be going through throughout their day. But it's also a story of a lovely friendship between the two children. And there's simple little black and white illustrations, which are really, really lovely and very supportive of the text. Large pictures, there's little diagrams in the book, good humour in them, and there's so many of them that children, if they can read one confidently, there's a lot of support to go on and read the other ones within the series.
Okay. And so is this another one where you can start off with the parents reading the book to them and see if they pick them up?
Yeah, absolutely. And it'll talk about what's happening in their lives as well as in the characters in the books.
Okay. And so do you have any advice for parents? I guess, I mean, we've still got a few books to go to, but they might be, you know, in what setting would you try different ones? Is it a matter of going to a library and maybe trying out the different books? And then if the kids think, oh, okay, you know, Hey Jack, that's the series for me, then you can invest in it.
Oh, absolutely. And our libraries, public libraries are really good. School libraries and school librarians are very supportive in helping children choose books. Going to Lifeline Book Fair or other second-hand book places is a really good way of getting books. But one of my favourite tricks is to give a child a book voucher as a present, and they will spend ages looking for the perfect book for them, and that is often the book that they really would like to have.
Yes, because it's so hard to tell which one is going to hit the spot with a particular child.
Absolutely, and I do suggest borrowing a book from the library, and if they like that, talk to the librarian. Are there others in a series or by the same author or similar types of books to get the kids reading.
Okay, and you've got another one for us. This is about a dragon.
This is a lovely one. This is by Paul Jennings. Now, Paul Jennings usually writes for older children, and someone challenged him to write books for beginner readers. And he wrote a series about Rascal the Dragon. And in this series, everyone seems to own dragons as pets. And in this series, Ben is desperate to have his own pet dragon, and his dad says no. And the dragons that he knows, that his neighbour has, he really likes. They're called things like Sniff and Shovel and Ruff Ruff. And Ruff Ruff has two heads. And Bomber. And Bomber poos on people. Lovely.
A bit of bodily functions always goes down well.
Absolutely. Illustrations are by Bob Lee. They're really good. There's 18 books in the series. They're not always available in the small format, but there's an A4 larger format that you can buy, but they are often at the Lifeline Book Fair or secondhand bookshops, and they're just beautiful. And you see this boy who lives with his dad, who eventually manages to get a little dragon called Rascal, and Rascal learns to fly. He rescues people. He gets lost. He goes camping. All the different types of adventures that a little boy can have with his pet dragon. Lovely series.
Sounds it. You're on Afternoons with Paula Kruger, and with you is Rowan Simkin. She is a retired primary school teacher. She reads a lot, and she's also a volunteer at the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature. And today we're talking about the books that are a good stepping stone to encourage a child to read on their own, well, basically to enjoy reading, but to take those steps so they can feel empowered and read a book all on their own. So we've just covered Dragons, we've covered Hey Jack, and Emily Rodder. So she tends to write for older children, doesn't
she? That's right. Like Paul Jennings, she tends to write series for older children. But this series, it's quite an old series now, about a little street called Squeak Street. And there's 10 houses in that street, and 10 families of mice live there. And each one has, each book is about one of those families, and there's an adventure in all of them. So there's Fifi, for example, lives at number 3. One Shoe lives at number 2. And Old Bun lives at number 1. So there's some nice rhyming that children really like. And they're quite adventurous. Lovely illustrations by Andrew McLean. And not too much writing on each page. A few chapters, and they mention the chapters in there. And they all get to know their neighbours, have adventures and fun, and there's lots of exciting things that happen. A lovely, lovely series. And I think young children like imagining a little street of little mice and all the things that they would do in their lives.
And Emily Rodder, she's big on the imagination, isn't she?
Oh, yes, she's a phenomenal writer. More for sort of fantasy. And these are a little bit more realistic, even though they're mice, but still equally enjoyable. And I think if a child was reading this series of 10 books, then they would then be able to go on to read her Rowan of Rin series, for example.
And I guess having a series of 10 books as well, Rowan, often when kids have a favourite book, especially if the parent is reading it, you're reading the same one over and over and over again, which is fine. But I guess if you have a series as well, it encourages the child to check out the next book and the next in the story. Is that usually what happens?
Yes, if they really like the first book, they will often go on to read the rest and nag parents to either go to the library or to buy the books for them. And I think that a series is a really good way of introducing children to a longer narrative, to more complex ideas, and to get an idea that reading is so much fun. It's not just something short that you read for 5 minutes. It's something that can continue and you can think about for the next day or the day after.
And you've got a final book for us, Rowan. What's this one? Aussie Nibbles.
Yes, the Aussie Nibbles are a wonderful series of little books. And at the top of the books have little nibbles bitten out of, as though someone has been eating the books. And they're by a lot of different authors. But Cheryl Clark has written a series about the Littlest Pirate. So the Littlest Pirate and the Stinky Ship, the Littlest Pirate in a Pickle, and the Littlest Pirate and the Treasure Map. So there's a little boy, and he, like a lot of young children, is very keen to be a pirate. And he was a pirate, and he was this little boy, Nicholas Nosh, is the littlest pirate in the world. And it's about his adventures going on board a ship and looking at treasure maps and often being pushed aside by the older pirates. And this pirate has a mum and a dad, like a lot of pirates, I think, don't admit to having parents. Great illustrations, short, easy to read chapters with lots of humour, and they're just a really lovely book. And if you like the Littlest Pirate ones, there's lots of other Aussie Nibbles books that you can read to help gain confidence, all about that same level of the 5 to 8 year olds. And then if you're really good at reading those and want something with a bit more of a challenge, there's the Aussie Bites and the Aussie Crunch.
Rowan, you're a former primary school teacher.
Yes.
And we're talking today about books that, you know, give children the confidence of being able to read on their own. Mm. It's a slow process, but do you have any memories of seeing a child nail it for the first time, being able to read a book on their own? What's that like?
Look, being a year one or kindergarten year one teacher is so exciting, because suddenly all the lights flash and the words that they've been learning all go together to make a story, and they begin to write stories for themselves and collect, read books and go to the library and they want to read this. It's such an exciting stage for teachers to see and also for parents.
Well, Rowan, thank you for telling us about some of the books that'll help get us there to having those lights switch on.
Thanks very much.
That is Rowan Simpkin. She is a retired primary school teacher. She reads a lot, and she has read a lot of children's books to a lot of children. And Rowan is also a volunteer at the National Centre for Australian Literature, giving her tips on the books that you can guide your children towards if they're in that 4 to 8 year range where they're learning to read for the first time.